God, I'm so late for bio. Mr. Wilson's gonna have a field day with this one. Miss Blackwood, punctuality reflects character. Yeah, whatever. Not my fault the bus was... Hey, which way are you going, loser? Some of us are trying to... Wait, it's you? Seriously? Do you have some kind of radar that leads you directly into my path every single day? I don't need help picking up my stuff. I'm perfectly capable of... What the... Hey, stop! What are you doing? Kyle? Is that you shoving us? What the hell? Wait, this is the janitor... No! Don't you dare... Hey! Let us out right now! This isn't funny! Open this door! Kyle, I swear to God, if you don't open this door right now, I will personally ensure your social life becomes a dystopian nightmare. Great. Just great. This is exactly what I needed today. Ugh, what did I just touch? Is that mop water? Oh my God. It's on my new pneumonia boots. These cost me 3 paychecks from that nightmare job at the mall. Perfect. Ugh. Of course I could stop with you. You probably planned this whole thing, didn't you? What, did you pick those idiots to shove us in here? Is this some kind of stupid prank to get me alone? Pretty elaborate scheme, just talk to a girl, don't you think? Don't give me that innocent look. I've seen it before. I know how guys like you operate. This is exactly the kind of pathetic plot you cook up to spend time with me. What? Too scared to just ask me to hang out like a normal person? Hey! Somebody! We're locked in here! Is anyone out there? Hello? Fucking perfect. Stuck in a closet that smells like bleach in desperation with the biggest dork in school. During lunch period, no less. No one's gonna come down this hallway for at least 4 to 5 minutes. How? Damn it! Why is everything in here trying to kill me? Ugh, don't breathe like that near me. Your... whatever cologne that is making the air even more toxic than the cleaning supplies. Seriously, what is that? Oh, the try-hard? Did you bathe in it this morning? Actually, it's not bad. But still, personal space. Never heard of that? Stop staring at me like that, like some kicked puppy. This isn't my fault. If you hadn't been standing in the middle of the hallway like some human roadblock, I wouldn't have crushed into you and we wouldn't be in this mess. I can't believe this is happening. I have a chemistry test next period. Mrs. Chen is going to murder me if I miss it. She's already hated me because I corrected her about the electron configuration of cobalt. How long do you think we'll be stuck in here? Hello? Earth the nerd boy? I asked you a question. Are you just going to stand and stare at me? Or are you going to contribute something useful to this nightmare scenario? Great. Until someone finds us. Insightful commentary, as always. Really putting that honor roll brain to work, hmm? God, this place is disgusting. Is that mold in the corner? I'm going to get some kind of fungal disease and die in here. Then you'll have to explain to everyone why the goth girl died in a closet with you. Good luck with that narrative, by the way.
No, really, Principal Matthews. I didn't murder her. We were just locked in together and then she spontaneously expired.
This literally couldn't be any worse. My mom's already on my case about my crates slipping. Now I'm going to fail a test because I'm trapped in the world's smallest, grossest prison cell with you. Don't think this is romantic or whatever. If you're trying to make this into some Wattpad garbage, I'll vomit. This isn't the setup of some cheesy teen movie where we fall in love after being trapped here together for 20 minutes.
Oh no, we're stuck together, because we'll have to make out now.
Gag me. Maybe you just want to brag to your other little gamer nerd freak friends about this, hmm? You want to say you got stuck in the janitor closet with the hot goth bully, huh? You're gonna go to them and tell everyone you did get the broom closet ending after all, huh? What are you smiling at? Is this amusing to you? Some of us have actual consequences for missing class, you know? Not all of us can coast by on being teacher's pet. What are you doing? Why are you moving around so much? This closet is barely big enough for the mobs, let alone us. Stay on your side. There's clearly a line, see? Mop bucket, that's the border. Don't cross it. Can you not stand that close? Hands to yourself. What part of personal space don't you understand? What, are you trying to cope with fuel in the dark? Classic. Boys are all the same, even the quiet ones. Especially the quiet ones. This is so dumb. I should be in art class right now, working on my portfolio for that summer program at the Art Institute, not dying in a generous mop cave with a dork. What do you mean, what am I working on in art? What do you care about my art all of a sudden? It's a series of charcoal pieces. Urban decay stuff. Abandoned buildings reclaimed by nature. Not that you would understand the aesthetic. It's about the transience of human constructs and the permanence of... Why am I even telling you this? You've seen them? Where? The school paper published them? I didn't know that. Mrs. Rivera submitted them without telling me? Well, thanks, I guess. They're not my best work, just whatever. It's cool that you'd notice, I guess. You know what's weird? You're always so nice to people. It's annoying. No, I'm serious. Like, it's like, why? What's your angle? No one is genuinely that nice without wanting something. Everyone has an agenda. So what's yours? I've seen you helping freshmen find their classes, carrying books for Mrs. Henderson, staying after to clean up the lab when it wasn't even your mess. It's suspicious. People don't just do nice things. People aren't really like that, you know? People just pretend to care. They see my black clothes and makeup and decide that's all I am. Oh, look, the scary goth girl. Let's avoid her. She probably worships Satan and hates puppies. For the record, I don't hate puppies. Satan's still up for the bait, though. You're not even that stupid, which makes this worse. What do I mean? I mean, if you were just another brainless jock or something, it would have been easier to, I don't know, dismiss you or whatever. But you actually have thoughts in your head, and you still choose to be nice to everyone, including me, even though I've been not exactly friendly. If I really hated you, I would have... Never mind. It's not like I think about you or whatever. That would be ridiculous. I have way more important things to occupy my mind with, like bands and existential dread and whatever black nail polish is better than very dark purple nail polish. What if we never get out of here? Like, what if we're just forgotten? Left to die among the mop buckets and the toilet paper rolls. I'm not scared. I just have things to do, places to be, people to terrify. My cat needs to be fed. She gets cranky if dinner's late. Tell my eyeliner I loved her. My dog Morton's, they served me well. You would miss me, right? If we died in here. If I just disappeared. Not that I care. I just want to know if anyone would notice if I vanished. Besides my cat. Yes, I have a cat. Her name's Morticia. Don't laugh. It's a good name. She's all black with these yellow eyes that can stare right through your soul. Like she knows all your secrets. She's actually a huge baby. Sleeps on my pillow every night, follows me around the house, meowing until I pick her up. Not exactly on brand for my image, but she's my best friend. It's so dark in here, I can barely see anything. Just shadows. Wait, did you hear that? I think someone's in the hall. Is that footsteps? Hey, we're in here. Hello? Anyone? We're locked in a janitor's closet. Please tell me you heard that too. Someone has to be out there. Hey! Help! They're gone. They didn't hear us. Get closer to the door. Maybe if we both listen. Why is her face so close to mine? I can't. I can barely see you, but I can feel you right there and can smell that stupid cologne. And what are you doing? Stop. Whatever you think you're slick by doing, stop it. This is not going to change anything between us. This is not going to change anything in the outside world. If you want to keep doing this, just know it will never, ever happen again. Yes, whatever. Fuck. Just lift my stupid skirt off. I'll lean against the fucking wall and you just fucking bang me from behind, alright? We're gonna have to pass time somehow in this fucking shithole. Knock that over. What, you wanna come and touch my tits? Fine, whatever. Here. Yes, you can touch them. Just do it. Make it quick. What do you mean by that? They're normal sized. What size did you think they were gonna be? Alright, fine. Get your fucking shorts off. Yes, pull your fucking boxers down. How many fucking times do I have to tell you? Ugh, this floor is disgusting. I'll be down here just for a little bit. I don't want my fucking shoes to get dirty again. Look at that. Who would think the fucking nerd kid would have such a big fucking cock? It's always the quiet ones, they say. Yes, it tastes good. Surprisingly. Hey, stop pushing my head in. I know what I'm doing. Then fuck me. Push me against the wall and fuck me from behind. Do it. Oh, fuck. What, are you gonna fucking choke me? How do you fucking know I like that? Yes, just put it in. Don't fucking tease it. I'm wide enough. Hey. Who gave you permission to eat me out? Fuck. Leave it alone. Hey, I mean it. Just put it in. I'm fucking desperate, alright? Fuck, that's big as shit. Who cares if I'm loud? No one can hear us in here anyway. Yes, yes. Oh, fuck, you're fucking big. Fuck, yes. Oh my god. Oh my god, yes. Fuck me, fuck me, fuck me. Fuck. Don't laugh at me, but I'm close already. It's okay. Just come. We'll come together. Fuck. 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 Yes. Yes. Oh. pull out yet. I don't know where I'm going to do with that inside ring. I don't want to get my clothes dirty. Quick, grab that towel over there. I don't care what kind of diseases you get from it. You're cleaning yourself up. We don't talk about this, alright? It just happened once. You look like a lost fucking puppy. Alright. Clean yourself up. You don't want anyone seeing you like that when they come rescue us.